Okay, let me begin with a question. Men, I think that you should listen in because this might help you a lot. I'd like to ask some of the wives in our congregation, what would be a way for your husband to express, to demonstrate and to show his love to you? Men, you should be taking notes. So, flowers. Flowers. Someone else said something, sorry, I didn't hear. Flowers. Roz?
I did that as
well. You show off. Okay, man. He said, oh, I did that this week. We'll take him out the back and punch him up later. You're making it bad for us, man. You've raised the bar too high.
No, I didn't communicate this morning.
Okay, alright, you didn't communicate this morning, so you're back down. That's alright then. Okay, so flowers.
Help with the dishes.
Help with the dishes.
Help with the kids.
Help with the kids.
Cook dinner.
Cook dinner. Do the ironing. All right.
Who said that?
Ian particularly hates ironing.
So do most women.
Yeah, I know, but it's
a wish list.
It cracks me up because it every time ironing comes up, Ian just goes off like a skyrocket. Totally awesome. Now, it's really interesting to me that There was none of this. There was go to work every day even though you hate it. That wasn't said. They didn't say that. No. And they didn't say mow the lawn even though it's hot and sweaty. They didn't say fix some stuff around the house even though you want to sit down and... It was all extra stuff.
Isn't it?
Well, hang on. It's like, why? I thought husbands went to work because they did love their wives and their family. Isn't that... Doesn't that count anymore? Yes. It shows you how easily it is for us to just take for granted loving acts. Now, I'm so pleased that we got these answers because I did this message at Capera Sanctuary and you could tell people who had seasoned lives, married for 64 years. Would you like to hear what they said? Just be with me. That was the quality of their answers. Just be with me. Make me a cup of tea. It really blew me away to see how they wrecked my message. and I was really interested to see how you guys would go. And you didn't go as well as they did.
We haven't been 64 years.
I know. And I did ask them, have you been so battered by... by life that you've lowered the bar so far that you accept virtually anything as an act of love, and that made them laugh. But I think that it does come with wisdom. It's when you've been through a lot, you learn to value what is valuable and not to always be looking for the extras. And I think that message, that idea is what we need to bring when we have communion and when we bring people into membership as we are today. Seven of you are becoming members and taking communion. Some of you for the first time. It's so easy of us in the faith, particularly if we've been walking with the Lord for many years, that we take for granted the gospel. That we take for granted the value of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness that we have in him. And we're always looking for Jesus to give us a box of chocolates and flowers or those sort of extra things. And we get disappointed with Jesus when he doesn't come through for us and doesn't give us those extra flurries and expressions of love that we sort of set to him. So let us look together at Luke 22. And I've brought three passages from three Gospels because I'm bringing together this idea that we need to, this morning I'd like to encourage you to glorify Jesus Christ because of his passion. He says in verse 15, it's with fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Now the Passover was a tradition. Every year they would celebrate the Passover at a certain time of year to remember something historical. That God himself, through his servant Moses, led them out of Egypt, out of slavery, through the Dead Sea, and brought them freedom. And so when they had the Passover meal, they had a special meal. They didn't go to Macca's or KFC. They had to do the meal as God had instituted. Unleavened bread and a roasted lamb. Pretty good stuff. Better than Macca's. And they had bitter herbs. And all of that had meaning. All of that helped them remember something. And Jesus is passionate about having this Passover meal with his disciples because he knows that he is about to do what Moses did. And that is to lead his disciples through the Dead Sea, as it were, that is, out of the land of Egypt into freedom. But not physically, spiritually. And Jesus was excited and keen because Jesus was about to institute something new. We don't celebrate the Passover. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. See, during the Passover, Jesus gave us and instituted for us the Lord's Supper. And we can see this in Matthew 26, verse 26. And he said, as they were eating the Passover, Jesus took the bread, blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to them saying, drink from it all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And so Jesus institutes a memorial, just like we do on Remembrance Day and Anzac Day, where we set aside time and we go to a service. Or if we can't go to a service, we observe a minute's silence. Why? Because we don't want to forget the sacrifice of many men and women who have laid down their lives for our freedom, for our country. And so every time we have the Lord's Supper, it serves to remind us in a physical way of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus was passionate. And Jesus Christ, he provided for us this institution to remember that we are saved by the grace, by the blood and the body of Jesus Christ through faith in him. Those of us who are married, most of us would wear a ring. Why do we wear a ring? A symbol of our unity. It's a symbol of our marriage. So if I grab a ring and I grab a woman in the street and put a ring on her, does that mean I'm married to her? No.
A bit more to it than that, mate.
Yeah, I know. You've learnt that. Yeah. The ring is not the marriage. It is a symbol of the marriage, is it not? These elements, they're not magical. It's just bread and grape juice. It doesn't save you. It is there to remind you. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He didn't say, eat this and be saved. He said, do this to remember me, so that we don't forget. And so he was passionate about instituting and providing for us this Lord's Supper. And in John, we need to glorify Christ. We're glorifying Christ for his passion, that he was prepared to suffer for us and die for us, that he provided for us the Lord's Supper to remember him by. And it's, you know, when we remember, you know, on Remembrance Day, which way are we remembering? I know it's a very abstract question. The past. We are remembering the past. But with Jesus, when we come to the Lord's table, we are remembering always. We are remembering the past, that Jesus died for us. We are remembering the present, that Jesus is alive for us and working in us and making us more like him every day. We are remembering the fact that Jesus is coming in the future. And so the Lord's Supper goes in all directions, past, present, and future. But Jesus Christ hasn't just given us this institution. Jesus Christ has also given to us his presence, which we find in John 13. Jesus was about to change the way that he was with his disciples. He explained to them in John 13, verse 31, he explains to them that it's time. It's time for him to physically leave his disciples. Physically. But he would remain with them. We know from John that he promised to send his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within us. And yet, Jesus has also given us his presence in a new way. He says to his disciples, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. You know, yesterday, I invited Margaret to come along with me to the Kapera Sanctuary. It was the best thing that we could have ever done, wasn't it, Margaret? It was terrific. Because there's probably about 60 to 80 people who come along to that service. And so that means there's like 60 to 80 Jesuses there. I'm not joking. It is so encouraging. I looked over and there they are, hugging and kissing Margaret. Family, instantly. Encouraging her, giving her, you know, because I got her to do the Bible reading, you know, how mean I am and all that. And they were saying to her, you know, she has great diction and she did it so well and she was so calm. And to me, I could see, yes, I can see Jesus here. I can see the love of Christ operating in these people's lives. Not just because they gave wise answers to my questions, but because they practiced the love of Christ amongst each other. Now, I'm not saying everything's rosy, because it's hard to live together in a community like that. And that's why they have the services, to encourage them. You know, it would have been so hard for the disciples. If you imagine what it would have been like for them, that they were with Jesus 24 hours a day, apart from the times that he nipped off by himself to pray, for 3 years. And then he was gone. And not just gone, but he died the most horrific death. How hard would that have been for them? And so Jesus provides for them. He says to them, look, you will be reminded of me. I am going to be with you and among you through each other. As you love each other, you will know that I am with you, that my presence is among you, as I operate through you. When you forgive each other, when you don't hold grudges, when you encourage each other, when you show kindness and mercy.
Jesus Christ gave to us his presence in a very real way. Far more real than, well, we couldn't share him if he was physically with us, could he? In all the world. We would have wars about who would have Jesus today. And yet all of us have him every day. And all of us can be as Christ to each other, to our friends, to our family, to our community. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the way in which Jesus Christ is so glorious. His passion was for us. He provided for us the Lord's Supper, which reminds us of his body and his blood. He provided us his presence that we might know him every day through the love we have for each other. Amen.